new, renewal, and replacements, permit, Class O car, Class M motorcycle, and state ID card data form. Complete information, please print. Date of birth, month, day, year. Social Security number. Last name, first name, middle initial, suffix, junior, senior, first, second, third. Current residential address required, street address or route and P.O. box. City, state, zip code. Current mailing address, if different from residential address. City, state, zip code. County number. Gender, M, F. Height, feet, inches. Weight, eye color, hair color. Race, black, American Indian, other, white, Asian or Pacific Islander, Hispanic. For the purposes of complying with Nebraska Revised Statute 60-484.04, I attest. I am a citizen of the United States. Yes, no. Or, I am not a citizen of the United States, but do have lawful status and agree to provide valid documentary evidence of such as outlined in 60-4, 144. Yes, no. Please answer the following motor voter, veteran designation, organ and tissue donation questions. Answers are optional. 1A. Do you wish to register to vote as part of this application process? You only need to re-register if you have changed your name, address, or political party. Yes, no. 1A1. Party affiliation. Republican, Democratic, Libertarian, Nonpartisan, no party. 1A2. Last registration address, city, county, or state. 1B. Do you wish to have the word veteran displayed on the front of your operator's license or state identification card to show that you served in the armed forces of the United States? To be eligible, you must register with the Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs Registry. Yes, no. 2. Do you wish to be an organ and tissue donor? Yes, no. 3. Do you wish to receive any additional specific information regarding organ and tissue donation? Yes, no. 4. Do you wish to donate $1 to promote the Organ and Tissue Donor Awareness and Education Fund? Yes, no. Do not answer if you are applying for a state ID card. Everyone else must answer the following questions. 5. Have you, within the last 3 months, in other words, due to diabetes, epilepsy, mental illness, head injury, stroke, heart condition, neurological disease, etc., A. lost voluntary control or consciousness? Date. Yes, no. B. Experienced vertigo or multiple episodes of dizziness or fainting? Yes, no. C. Disorientation? Yes, no. D. Seizures? Date. Yes, no. E. Impairment of memory? Memory loss? Yes, no. 6. Do you experience any condition which affects your ability to operate a motor vehicle due to loss or impairment of? A. Foot or leg? Yes, no. B. Upper body strength? Yes, no. C. Range of motion, mobility? Yes, no. D. Hand or arm? Yes, no. E. Neurological, neuromuscular disease? Yes, no. 7. Since the issuance of your last license or permit, has your health or medical condition worsened? Yes, no. You must answer the following questions if you are applying for a school learner's permit or a school permit. How far do you live from school? Is your home or the school you attend in a city of 5,000 or less? Yes, no. To the best of my knowledge and belief, I declare under penalty of election falsification that 1. I live in the state of Nebraska at the address provided in this application. 2. I have not been convicted of a felony or, if convicted, it has been at least 2 years since I completed sentence for the felony, including any parole term. 3. I have not been officially found to be non compos mentis, mentally incompetent. And 4. I am a citizen of the United States. Any registrant who signs this application, knowing that any of the information in the application is false, shall be guilty of a Class 4 felony under Section 32-1502 of the Statutes of Nebraska. The penalty for a Class 4 felony is up to 5 years' imprisonment, a fine of up to $10,000, or both. By signing this document, I swear or affirm that the answers I provided as part of this application process are true. I understand and acknowledge that use of a false or fictitious name, knowingly making a false statement, or knowingly concealing a material fact in this application can result in a fine, imprisonment, or both, and the revocation of my permit or license. I hereby attest that my United States citizenship or qualified alien response and the information provided in this application and any related application for public benefits are true, complete, and accurate, and I understand that this information may be used to verify my lawful presence in the United States. Applicant's signature, date, DMV 06-104, 3 of 2016.